Yes, we're doing Lamentation 34, Yom Achbi Hichbadeti. On the day I increased my burden, Vayichpilu Avoni, and my sins were doubled, B'sholchi Yad, as I extended my hand, the people of Israel says, B'dam Navi, to spill the hand of the blood, to spill the blood of a prophet, B'chatzar El Migdash Hashem, in the courtyard of God, his holy sanctuary, and his blood wasn't covered with earth. Even an animal's blood gets covered. Ad bocherev monai, till the sword of my tormentors came along. So you guys remember what we described about the prophet Zechariah, the Kohen who was murdered in the temple for rebuking the people. His blood wouldn't rest. God increased within the daughter of Judea mourning and mourning. This is based on a verse in Eicha. Vayerev bevat Yehuda. God made an amass of within the daughter of Judea. Ta'aniya va'aniya. Moaning and mourning. Yes.
This is kind of a pattern where there was Gedaliah, who was also a prophet, and there was also the guy before Aaron with the golden calf.
Right. Beautiful.
I'm saying, was this a pattern? Was this usual? Was this expected? Or was this those just that the priest would like rebuke the people and they would listen? And these were just times that they didn't.
I want to think about the question. That blood was churning in anger until the head executioner came in. He came to the temple and he found that blood boiling. So he looks at the blood and he asks the priest that's there in the middle of their sacrifices. So the priest said, oh, that's just the blood of the sacrifices that we're offering here. So he experimented. He compared it with the blood of cows, of rams, of fattened animals. And he slaughtered many animals to try and understand what's going on here. He never saw blood boiling for so long. God was increasing within the daughter of Zion, moaning and mourning. As he's watching, the blood won't go silent. It's still turbulent like the sea. So he started investigating until he discovered that it was the blood of the man of God who was uprooted from his roots over no evil doing. Vayomer Nevuzaradan, so the chief executioner Nevuzaradan said, Gam damo hine nidrash, his blood must be avenged. Isfuli akonim v'tziyu mi betka, gather the Kohanim, take them out of the temple. Ki lo eshkot ad yishkot aman avi Zechariah, I will not be silent, Nevuzaradan said, till the prophet Zechariah is silent. And so God increased within Zion, moaning and mourning. He stabbed elders by the hundreds and youths by the tens of thousands. And he dragged to slaughter the priests of Hashem. He's murdering the masses and the blood won't go silent. It was miraculous. The fathers watched as their children were being slaughtered. Their mothers were then taken to slaughter as well. And I said to myself, this is your sin, this is her fruit. Oh, God made moaning and mourning rampant in the daughter of Judea. He continued slaying women with their nursing babies. The blood was rising between them like the Nile of Egypt. To the point where Nebuzaradan, chief executor, lifted his hearts to heaven. It's not enough that I murdered the daughters of Jerusalem. Hachalata oseli sherita shivya. Do you want to annihilate what's left in my captivity? Vayerev bevat Yehuda taniyah va'oniyah. God increased within the daughter of Judea, moaning and mourning. And the conclusion is, lachachatanu elokeinu. We've sinned to you, Hashem. Hevinu v'irshanu. We've sinned purposely. We've been wicked. V'aragnu neviyecha v'risheinu yadanu. We know our wickedness. We've murdered prophets. Yichastachal nachameinu. Your kindness should comfort us. Kimishol shivanu. We're crying out to you from the grave. Umiprim alaleinu zekames avanu. We've been so satiated from the fruits of our sins. Rachem lo ruchama. Have mercy over us who do not have mercy, who have not had mercy. No one's had mercy on us. Asohan ya. We are tossed in the storm. We are afflicted. Eina lechatisa. She lifts her eyes to you. And she looks up for your help.